Open your Bibles to Matthew chapter number 19. Matthew chapter number 19. 3 weeks ago, I preached on reaching the next generation. And I'm going to be a little bit more lighthearted tonight. But reaching the next generation, but I want to talk about tonight my generation. Let's just get right into this. Matthew chapter number 19 and verse number 16. And it says, "And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. He saith unto him, Which Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The young man saith unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up, what lack I yet? And Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, and he had great possessions." Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, just give me the right words to say, Lord, and be with me tonight, and be with us tonight. Speak to our hearts tonight, Lord. Speak to my heart. And Lord, show us what you need us to see. In Jesus' name, amen. So in this story, we have this young man that came up to Jesus. And he said, "Good master, what shall I do if I could follow you? What shall I do?" And Jesus said, "Sell everything you have. You can come and follow me." But the young man had this one issue that he could not go and he could not heed to the calling because of material items. Tonight I want to talk about filling big shoes. Filling big shoes. And the first thing I want to talk about is stuff that hinders us from filling those shoes. And I think the biggest thing today is material possessions. If you've been called to the ministry, heed to that calling. If you've been called to the ministry, surrender to that calling. Now look, the world doesn't need another electrician. The world doesn't need another plumber. The world doesn't need another home manufacturer. The world doesn't need another mechanic. The world doesn't need another worker. It needs Jesus. And it's our command and our calling for everyone in this room to go out and preach the gospel, to tell every single living soul about Jesus Christ. That's our calling. And if you're called to the ministry, surrender. Now, if you're called to be a plumber, be the best plumber. If you're called to be an electrician, be the best electrician. If you're called to run a business, do it to the best ability that God can let you. If you're called to run a multi-billion dollar business, I have my phone number, you can have it. Anyway, but be the best that you can be for God. But do not be called to the ministry and say, "You know what? I'm going to go make some money first, and then I'm going to come back." Because here's what's going to happen. This young man, I believe, was a good young man. He was a good young man. I believe he followed all the rules. I believe he obeyed his mother and father. I believe he's a good young man. But he had one problem, and he could not get rid of his material items. He couldn't get rid of the stuff that he had collected, the stuff that he had worked for hard. He couldn't get rid of it. Why? Because he was attached to it. Money. If you're in the ministry, and God wants you to be in the ministry, God's going to fulfill all your needs. If God's called you, he isn't going to leave you high and dry. He's going to provide for you. Don't be scared to heed to the calling. Now, look, tonight I want to talk about filling the big shoes. It just, because believe it or not, my generation, us, are going to outlive a lot of the other people in the room. You know, when pastor's 120 years old and he has to step down, someone's got to fill those shoes. Someone's got to fill those shoes. And these shoes are big. And they're hard. No one said it's going to be easy to heed to the calling. No one said it's going to be easy. It's walking by faith. But I want to talk about a young man tonight that followed willingly and gave it his all. Turn to 1 Kings chapter number 19. 1 Kings chapter number 19. We know the story of Elijah, and he was up on Mount Carmel. Great things happened. And then afterward, he was left depressed. He thought he was the only one. And remember the story, he basically wanted God to kill him. And we'll start reading in verse number 9. And he came hither unto a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake it in pieces, the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind, and after the wind an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire, and after the fire a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in the mantle and went out and stood in the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And the Lord said unto him, Go, return thy way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Menola shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that when that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay, yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. In verse number 19. So he departed thence and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th, and Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. So the Lord told Elijah to go find this young man, Elisha, and he's going to be your apprentice. So Elijah goes and he finds Elisha working in the field. He's plowing. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. And when he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will go follow. I will follow thee. And he said unto him, Go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of the oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. We see this young man, Elijah came by, put his mantle on him. And Elisha said, Before I follow you, let me go say goodbye to my parents. I don't know if Elisha knew what he was getting into, but I see him willingly wanting to go. And I see a call in verse number 19 and 20, I see a call. He's called to go with Elijah. He's called to go be with Elijah and be his apprentice. But in verse number 21, in the end, he says, "And Elijah and ministered unto him." What was Elijah doing before he met Elisha? He was depressed. He was depressed. This is the same man that was just down and out. I'm the only one left. And God sent him someone he could teach. God called a young man to help Elijah. I see Elisha as the supportive servant. He was the supportive servant. Elisha ministered unto him, but it doesn't end there. I really want to get to is 2 Kings chapter number 2. This is where Elijah's getting caught up in a whirlwind. They spent some time together. In 2 Kings chapter number 2, "And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth, and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel." In verse number 3, "And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he said, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." And this continues on as they're traveling. As they're traveling, Elijah would turn and say, "I pray thee, stay here. Stay here." And Elisha's words is, "I will not leave thee as my soul liveth. As the Lord liveth and as my soul liveth, I will not leave thee." Elijah longed to be with Elijah. Elisha just longed to be with his mentor, with the guy that taught him, the guy that he's been with. He longed to be with him, but he knew that Elijah was getting ready to go. He knew that Elijah is getting ready to leave in absence. He knew that Elijah is getting ready to leave him. And we have this continuation of the same different young men coming up to him and said, in verse number 5, the same thing. "And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thee, from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." And they got to the next town. In verse number 7, "And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, Ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, Thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so." They kept all this journey. 3 different towns. Every time they started to travel, Elijah would turn and say, "I pray thee, stay here." But Elisha's like, "As the Lord liveth, as my soul liveth, I want to be with you. I want to keep following you." And he kept going. And every time, every town he went to, they had this group of men that would tell him, "You do know that Elijah's about to leave you. Elijah's about to ascend. He's leaving you." And he said, "I know. I know." So when Elijah finally talks to him, he says, "What can I give you? What can I possibly give you before I leave?" And Elisha said, "I pray thee, let a double portion of thy Spirit be upon me. In verse number 11, and it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes, and he rent them in two pieces. Verse number 13. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. You have this young, I don't think he knew what he was getting into at first. I don't think he knew what shoes he was about to fill. But Elisha followed him, and had a connection with him. Please don't. I want to keep following you. I want to keep going with you. I want to follow what I've been called to do, to help you. And we get to the end, and Elijah's caught up in a whirlwind. In verse number 13, he took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. The mantle of Elijah. The same mantle that Elijah probably put on him when this all began. That meant a lot to him. But he picked up the mantle of a great godly man and put it on, and he kept going. He kept going. In verse number 18, it says, when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say unto you, go not? And the men of the city said unto Elisha, behold, I pray thee, the situation of the city is pleasant, as my Lord seeth, but the water is not, and the ground barren. I'm not going to continue reading, but he does another miracle. He brings the water back, and he heals the water. He cleanses it, he heals it. But that story, oh, to be like Elisha. Lord, I want to keep following where you want me to go. Lord, tell me, Lord, who to witness to next. Who's next? Who's next? Who's next? Oh, to be like Elisha. I want a double portion. I want a double portion. Pastor's not going to be here forever. Brother Price is not going to be here forever. Brother Tyler is not going to be here forever. It's our generation that has to pick up the mantle and keep going. Because like I said in the beginning, the world doesn't need more workers. It needs Jesus. And if we don't pick up the mantle, I can go through several different churches in the area that pastor had to step down, couldn't do it anymore. Someone else gets in. Now the standards aren't the same. The music's not the same. 2 Thessalonians 2:15 says, I'll turn there. You don't have to turn there. 2 Thessalonians 2:15 says, therefore, brethren, instead stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Elisha kept going and did what Elijah did. He filled those shoes. He loved Elijah. He loved to keep going. And he kept going. But my generation, listen, like I, the beginning, the young man, don't be attached to material things. Don't let that stumble you. Don't let that keep you from the call. Be like Elisha. Be that supportive servant and just keep going. And just keep going. Keep the traditions that we were taught. Turn to Deuteronomy 31. Deuteronomy 31. We had Elisha, the supportive servant. We had a call, a cause. Deuteronomy chapter number 31. Moses is getting to the end of his life. Chapter number 31, and it says, "And Moses went and spake these words unto all Israel, and he said unto them, I am 120 years old this day. I can no more go out and come in. Also the Lord has said unto me, thou shalt not go over this Jordan. The Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them, and Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said." Moses is getting close to the end of his life, and Joshua has been learning under Moses for years. Years. Joshua was humble. Joshua was patient, but he was also a warrior. Joshua was a leader. In the verse number 4, "And the Lord shall do unto them as he did to Sihon and Og, kings of the Amorites, and unto the land of them whom he destroyed. And the Lord shall give them up before your face, that he may do unto them according unto all the commandments which I have commanded you. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." In verse number 7, "And Moses called unto Joshua and said to him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it." Joshua was called, and boy, did he have big shoes to fill. He had big shoes to fill. Moses was a leader. These people, the Israelite people, rallied behind Moses. They listened to Moses. Moses getting to the end of his life, you know that what would have happened is all the other Israelites just dispersed. There's no leader anymore. But Joshua was there. Joshua is there to pick up the mantle. He was there to pick up where Moses left off. We see a calling in verse number 3. "And the Lord thy God, he will go over before thee, and he will destroy these nations from before thee, and thou shalt possess them. And Joshua, he shall go over before thee, as the Lord hath said." He was called to go. He knew what was to come. In verse number 7, we see Moses talking to Joshua, just some encouragement. But I bet at one point in time, Joshua was a 20-year-old young man, 21-year-old young man, that looked at what Moses was doing and there's no way I could possibly do that. There's no way I could possibly fill those shoes. There's no way I could possibly be that kind of leader. Verse number 7, I'll read it again. "And Moses called unto Joshua and said unto him in the sight of all Israel, Be strong and of good courage, for thou must go with this people unto the land which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers and give them, and thou shalt cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is that doth go before thee, and he will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Joshua had big shoes to fill. Big shoes to fill. Joshua went on. He conquered Canaan. But nothing in his training probably prepared him for Jericho. That was all by faith. He had to follow God's call. He was a strong leader. Elisha was the supportive servant. Joshua was the strong leader. He went. He went on. He picked up the mantle. He kept going. Picked up the mantle and kept going. Israel didn't need another worker. It needed a man of God. It needed someone that was willing to go and fulfill those shoes. Joshua was under Moses for 30 plus years. He had to train. The people knew him. He had to pick up the mantle and keep going. He had to keep going. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, Joshua, turn to Joshua chapter number 24. The same Joshua. Verse number 14, this leader. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve thee the Lord. And if it seems evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I talked about that young man. I got so wrapped up in possessions. His stuff became a god to him. His stuff became too important. Don't let stuff become your god. Don't let that keep you away from the calling that God's called you to do. Elisha, big shoes to fill, but he filled them. He went on to do double portion, almost double the miracles. God used him in great ways. Why? Because he heeded the call. Joshua, God used him in amazing ways. But he could have never done it if he didn't heed the call. Choose you this day to serve the Lord. Today is the day you heed to the call. There's big shoes to fill. It's scary. No one said it was going to be easy. No one says it will be easy. No one says serving the Lord is easy. But man, there's rewards. Treasures laid up for you in heaven. The call to go. Our command, and everyone here is called, to go reach lost souls out there. To go reach the lost. How many people have you talked to this week? How many people have you talked to last 2 weeks? Don't get stuck in stuff. Heed the call. Suit up. Arm yourself with the Word of God. And go out and tell and preach the gospel.